Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Andy Goss back on the show. Andy, as you know, is one of the top currency experts on the planet. He's the author of The Secret World of Money. Also, Uncle Sam Cook's the books. He's a major expert in the intrinsics, in the precious metals, and a great economist. You see him, many of you see him on television all the time. He's a regular on our show. Andy Goss, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Pleasure to be with you this morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Andy. As you know, this is the second day of the Fed meeting, and of their Fed meeting this month. And so what do you think is going to be happening in that meeting?
Well, so typical of everything today, rather than thinking about the United States, they're going to take a more world view.
They think they're the central bank of the world.
That's exactly right. So instead of doing what's in our best interest, they're going to do what's in the world's best interest, and that is, unfortunately, not pull the trigger on an interest rate increase, which is deftly overdue.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but, you know, this is the second year I predicted they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I were alone last year.
We were alone last year, but how about you? What'd you do? What was your prediction this year?
Well, honestly, I thought that quarter point and done last year was the one that I changed my tune on, if you recall on your show. So that one, and then naturally what I thought should happen were quarter point increases at each meeting until we got where we are now. Because, I mean, they've literally exhausted all
of our powder. But how can you look at GDP going the way it went, first quarter, fourth quarter, first quarter, second quarter, and now even third quarter? I mean, there's no economic growth to support another increase unless you're one of the people who believe increasing the interest will improve the economy.
Well, I'm one of those people that believes that it will slow malinvestment. You know, so many deals are being done that shouldn't be done, and so many things are being done that shouldn't be done. And additionally, the name of the game for the Fed is defending the dollar. Mm-hmm. So those of us who have a little money saved want to see that it maintains its purchasing power, and if they're going to allow it to go the way of
hasn't it really though against the euro and the pound? I mean, I'm not saying that the dollar is strengthened, but when you consider the relationship, the dollar today is stronger than it was 3 months ago.
And believe it or not, that's that demand imbalance. So every time the Federal Reserve gets out there and buys these surrogate dollars, like 3 month, 6 month, 1 year, 2 year notes, even the tens and twenties, the tens for sure, they're creating a demand for an asset that drives it up in price and down in yield. So that actually, believe it or not, strengthens the dollar. In other words, if the Fed was just standing back with sitting on its hands and saying, okay, we're going to raise rates a point or lower it a point, that by itself might strengthen the economy, but what they're doing instead is buying treasury bonds, buying treasury debt, and buying mortgage-backed securities. Mm-hmm. And that quantitative easing, they call it, that's what's weakening the dollar. So,
it's also wandering the Fed into uncharted territory with regard to asset ownership too, isn't it?
You're right. Yeah, I mean, and that's where that asset bubble is coming from. So the Fed, in theory, was supposed to start unwinding and selling off the treasury bonds.
What are we going to do? Wait, Andy. This just hit me. What's the world going to do if the bubble is at the Fed?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that a fair question?
No, that is a great question. Who do they turn to? When you look, you know, we were all screaming and up in arms about Chase's balance sheet, and yet the Fed's balance sheet is 70-1.
Yeah.
You know, they're leveraged more highly than the most speculative bank, but it's gonna take one of those too big to fail triggers, and this time, unfortunately, I think it's gonna be Deutsche Bank.
Really?
Bank is really on the ropes here. And
I was reading that they're probably not strong enough to handle another round of bad news.
You're right. Absolutely right. They are not strong enough.
How pervasive will that be across the system?
Well, you know, I tried to draw one of those linking chains. You know, if Deutsche Bank goes, who does it take with it?
Yeah.
And I ran out of string. I mean,
Are you talking about another Lehman Brothers AIG type of collapse?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, because the Deutsche Bank has a ownership interest in the Federal Reserve Bank of New York through its New York office,
yeah,
it has access to our discount.
So we're major counterparties over here.
Yes, indeed. Once again, we're going to find ourselves bailing out Deutsche.
Okay, Pollyanna, now that you brought us such good news, let's both agree that we'll not be an increase this time.
Absolutely correct.
No, yeah. Okay. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Andy Goss. AndyGoss.com, GAUSE. He and I will be right back with more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.